Tigers stay winning 19-9 in the last 30 days. A win last night, 11-0 against the Colorado Rockies. They'll wrap up the series with a Skubal start on Thursday. He joins us this morning, Tigers ace Tarik Skubal. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. I got to ask right off the bat. I mean, first of all, when did this flip? When did you guys look at this and go, wow, we're making a run at a wild card spot? I don't even know if you guys have talked about it, but what's been the change over the last 30 to 40 days?
Yeah, I can't put one thing or one day, one game or whatever on it, but, it's just the group of guys that we got. You know, it's everybody works hard. They're all kind of pushing each other, and it just so happens that it's shown on the scoreboard right now. So it's really exciting for sure.
Does it feel like a playoff chase?
Sure. I mean, we're right in it, right? I mean, we're 3 games out, chasing down the Twins, Royals, whoever's, kind of ahead of us in that situation. And it's fun. You know, it's fun. It gives you motivation every day you go to the yard. But I think we're doing a great job of not making the moment too big. And, we got to focus on winning today's game. And that's all we can really control.
So, obviously, you know who you're in the thick of it with, Minnesota, Kansas City, and, obviously Boston's looking up at you guys. When we talk to AJ, he always gives us it's one of 162. Is this something that in the clubhouse you and your teammates are looking at and discussing about, hey, how important, with only 17 games left, how important each individual game is?
Yeah, I think we kind of know we know how important it is. It's kind of unspoken, but at the same time, we have to just win today's game. You know, we have to win the game, the day that we're playing, we just got to win that game. And if we can focus on that and do that a lot of times the rest of the year, we'll just let everything, take care of itself and we'll see where we're at.
Yeah, I know you guys got to earn your way into the playoffs, but I have a request. If you guys get in, can we get the Skubal snack back for the playoffs? John, I don't know if you remember this, but Tarik has a burger I think you would love. Yeah. It's like the fried egg with the bacon.
Oh,
Tarik, can we get that back on the menu?
I mean, I'd love it. I'd love it to stay there all year. I don't, we can try and make that a permanent thing. I don't know who makes those decisions, but, I'll see what I can do.
I just know John and I both love a fried egg on a burger.
Yeah.
And it was for a great cause too. So, Tarik, as we look at, go ahead, plug what the cause was too, just for people out there. I'd love for people to give that a little more attention.
Yeah, so I mean, a portion of the proceeds from that Skubal Snacks and the Players Weekend went to Alternatives for Girls. It's it's a foundation in Detroit that it just helps out, women, homelessness, sex trafficking, domestic violence, any of that stuff gets people off the street, gets them into a house, and kind of gets people back on their feet. So that was awesome that the Tigers were able to support me and the stuff that I'm passionate about. So that was pretty cool for me.
We're talking to Tigers pitcher Tarik Skubal. How you're being used has been talked about on our show quite a bit. The idea of you're on 5 and 6 day rest or try to, preserve your arm. But as it starts to get closer to a playoff spot, we're wondering how you're being used. Every fourth day would be typical, or every fifth day, 4 days between starts would be typical. Do you have input in this plan? How do you feel about it? Is it something where you'd want to pitch more often?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to, throw as many games, as many starts as I can. But obviously, I understand, where it's coming from, the organization, all that kind of stuff. I get everything that's going on. I haven't been exactly healthy my entire career, and that's the goal of all this, is to just be healthy. And I can make an impact when I'm on the field. I don't really have much of an impact when I'm off the field, so I totally get and totally understand what's going on. Obviously, it's probably not what fans want to hear or anything like that. But, I think it's important for me to stay on the field. I feel good right now, and that's the goal, is just to continue feeling good the rest of the year.
I think for those that are, obviously, there's not many that are in your position, and you're talking about 150 to 200 innings in a year. How much different do you feel now than you did at the beginning of the season in terms of arm strength, whether you're tired, how different is it at this point of the season than when the season begins?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's different for sure, physically, mentally. I think the grind of a season, all the travel, all that stuff kind of adds up. But, you know, I think it's a credit to our organization, you know, our trainers, strength coaches, pitching coaches, all that kind of stuff, that they do a great job. And, you know, I still feel really good. I still feel really strong. The stuff coming out of my hand is probably the same, if not better, than it was early in the season. So, you know, that's a credit to a lot of people within this organization and all the feedback and work that that goes in behind the scenes that nobody really sees.
Is it as simple as you're finally fully healthy, or is there something with your game, I don't know, the changeup or something else that you've really seen take you to the next level this year?
Yeah, I think I am finally fully healthy. You know, I feel really good every fifth day, and I think that's important. You know, I don't feel run down or tired or fatigued, which is important. I mean, there's games, you know, that happens where you don't have your best stuff or whatever. But, you know, I think the routine, the work that I've put in, but also the work that people around me have put in with me, I think that's also different than it was earlier in my career. So, yeah, I think there's a lot that goes into it, but I feel good, and it's being able to just show, and every fifth day I'm not worried about anything. I'm just worried about going out there and competing, and I think that's when I'm at my best.
The pressure during the season has to have been ramped up, because every time you take the mound, every Tiger fan checks that box as this should be a win. You're in the race for the Cy Young. How have you been able to handle the pressure and continue to perform at such a high level?
Yeah, I mean, I think the same thing. I'm glad the fans support me or bought in on that. You know, when I take the ball, we're going to win. That's the same mentality I have. Is when I take the ball, I'm going to do everything I can to put my team in a position to win a ball game. So that's something I take pride in. You know, and as far as the awards or the numbers, I'm not going to really think about it or focus too much on it. I'm going to focus on winning the games that I can make an impact on, and that's really it. You know, not necessarily the win stat itself either. I just want to win the games that I'm playing in. You know, however it's done. You know, I don't care if I go 6 scoreless and they're you know, their guy holds us down to 0 runs. I don't necessarily care about me getting the win. It's more about just winning the games that I'm playing in.
Talking to Tigers ace Tarek Skubal. Not that you would be paying attention. It'd probably be good if you weren't paying attention. But around the deadline, you were a big storyline. And the argument from fans was, don't trade him, keep him, and extend him. Make him a Tiger for the long haul. Would you like a long-term deal this offseason?
Yeah, that's a good question. A lot of that stuff's out of my control. So I try not to even think or focus on it. You know, I don't have much say in it. But yeah, I mean, I love playing here. I really enjoy it. So I guess that'll be my answer to that question is, you know, I love playing here, but as far as the contract stuff, a lot of that stuff's out of my control. So, yeah, we'll see.
But you would like them to approach you at some point here, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important for me to focus on my, you know, my day-to-day stuff and not really worry about that stuff too much right now.
Yeah, I think we'd all love long-term contracts, especially big ones with as many zeros as right. You'll eventually have.
Right.
Let's take us into last night. From your perspective, when you're watching Keiter Montero on the mound, how unique was the performance that he put out there last night?
Yeah, I mean, that was a hell of a job. To take the mound and get 9 zeros and face the minimum, what a performance. You know, I loved the way he went about it. You know, our team's a little, you know, something ran through and we got a little stomach bug and he kind of put the boys on his back, and that was a great performance. You know, it's going to help us and put us in a really good spot today and tomorrow, you know, for the rest of the series. So, great job. I can't say enough positive things about what he did last night.
Well, let's hope you avoid the stomach bug. We don't need that going around any more than it is. Washing the hands. Tarek Skubal going to start Thursday.
For sure. Yeah,
absolutely. Tarek, we appreciate some of your time.
Yes, thanks for having me.
All right, he'll throw on Thursday. Tigers, Rockies. It's 97.1.